Finney, let's do it. Finney, let's fucking do this shit. Chris Johnson here. I got Finley right to my left. And he's a little pissed. I was going to release a podcast about Finley today. And then something happens. Big fucking news. I got to make an impromptu podcast. Chris Johnson's Bar League softball team is going to the fucking championship game. It's fucking big news. We took the second seeded team. We beat the fucking piss out of them. And it made me happy too because they're kind of douchey. I mean, they're not all douchey. I don't mind a lot of guys on this fucking team. But they got a little bit of douche in them. A little bit. And like the guy who runs that team brings in like ringers. Like, motherfucker, this is bar league softball. This is a bullshit seven-team bar league softball league. Why on fucking earth are you bringing in like extra guys to win the fucking league? Like, what does this even matter? Look, I want to fucking win. I'm pretty jacked up that we're in the fucking title game. But like, I cannot fathom like running the team. A team he doesn't even fucking play on, by the way, which I think is fucking weird enough as it is. Like my brother-in-law runs my fucking team. He plays on it. Every other fucking team in the league, the guy running the team plays on the fucking team. But this fucking team, like the guy running the team is also the guy who runs the league. He doesn't fucking play. What the fuck are you doing? Just like setting up a bar league softball team. Like it's fantasy baseball or some shit. I find that to be the most bizarre thing on fucking earth. I didn't play a ton today because it's the fucking playoffs, man. You can't have fucking Chris Johnson on the field wreaking fucking havoc out there. You gotta let the fucking better guys play. My brother-in-law like felt bad. He's like, oh, we'll get you in later. Like, do you mind? I was like, dude, we're beating the shit out of this fucking team. Let's fucking ride this shit out. Ride this shit out. You think I got anything fucking going on? You think you're taking me away from anything on a fucking Tuesday night? What the fuck else would I be doing right now if it wasn't here at the softball game with you assholes? I'd probably just be on my couch with my fucking thumb up my ass playing fucking Mortal Kombat or some shit. Although I'd need my thumb for that. So I was not offended that I didn't play a ton. I don't give a fuck. I did not get a hit. I was 0-for-1. I came into this fucking game with 7 straight fucking hits. It's fucking slow pitch. I get on base a decent amount, but I just don't play a fucking position. And if I do play a fucking position, it's a fucking Avenger. You know why? Because I'm 41 fucking years old and I'm 21 years away from fucking competitive ball. I go out there. It's a good time. We made the semifinals last year and we got beat by the fucking top team. Although we were in that goddamn game. And then this year, as I said, like last week, whenever the fuck I put the last fucking softball podcast out, like we're way fucking behind. So like they just like threw out the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. They're just like, you know what? Your team is fucking through. The second place team is through. Fuck it. You're going to play. We play today. And then they made the 4-5 team like play an early game and then play the one seed. It's a fucking disaster because of this fucking shitty August weather we've had. Although to be fair, the weather hasn't really been that shitty. It's just been shitty on fucking Tuesday. It's been shitty on the day that we're supposed to fucking play. You know, one of the things that pisses me off the most about bar league softball, these grown ass fucking men that are just complete fucking babies. The team we played today is really good. They got a bunch of big burly motherfuckers on that team that can hit the ball like 8,000 feet. The first game we played them this year, they beat the shit out of us, like 27-5 or something. And then the second game we played them, we fucked them up like 50-25. And they fucking whined that game. They were pissy that game because we were beating them so bad and we were still scoring. And I was like, what the fuck do you want us to do? You want us to go station to station like this is fucking Little League, you fucking pussies? Stop fucking whining. My God. And then they fucking whine today. And I want to stress, not all of them whine. It's only a couple guys that whine. Most of the team are just normal fucking dudes out there blowing off steam and fucking drinking, and they don't give a fuck. But it's one thing to bitch about, like, getting blown out in a regular season game, but, like, to piss and moan about getting blown out in a fucking playoff game? Like, this elimination game, motherfuckers. Like, the winner goes to the fucking championship game. We're not gonna stop fucking scoring. Suck my balls. So because I wasn't playing early on, I was coaching third base. You know what I was fucking doing? I was sending every motherfucker. Every motherfucker is going home. Get your fucking sweet white asses home. Let me see those sweet, beautiful buns running fucking home and scoring. You're fucking scoring. Listen to me. Score. Fuck them. Fuck these assholes. Fuck them. I want to beat the shit out of these fucks. And then like my brother-in-law like floated the idea like maybe we should like step off the gas. We're like, are you fucking nuts? Are they going to fucking stop playing? Like if they're going to stop trying, then fine. Then we'll stop trying. But if they're gonna still try to fucking score, these big fucks can score like 10 runs an inning. They're huge. When I had my at-bat, I was close to one of the old motherfuckers who were bitching. Just fucking whiny. Just a whiny fucking bitch. He's like, you guys up by fucking 20 runs, you're still scoring. You know what, motherfucker? Quit. Fucking quit. Take your old fucking whiny bitch ass off the fucking field. You don't want us to score anymore? Then fucking quit. Forfeit the fucking game. Listen. I've been a part of fucking blowouts on both sides. And yes, it feels fucking shitty when you get fucking killed. But you know what you do? You fucking wear it because you're a fucking adult. Sometimes you fucking lose. I would fucking much rather a team just rub my face in it than be like, oh, fine. We're just gonna fucking slowly trot to first base like fucking morons. Just station to station. You guys can't get any fucking outs. That's way more fucking embarrassing. Way more. I used to like it, like when I used to play baseball back in the day, where like motherfuckers on the other team would get like pissy and they'd be like, who is that guy? Like, who is Z? Yeah, why don't you tell him? No, fuck off. Why don't you fucking tell him? You got something to fucking say to Z? You fucking say it to Z. Why the fuck are you telling me something to tell Z as if I give two fucks what your beef is? I don't care about your fucking beef. But we won. I think I closed out last week's podcast by saying, like, hey, they killed us once, we killed them once, we'll see what fucking happens. We saw what fucking happened. We're going to the fucking title game. I don't know how the fuck this is going to go. I actually hope it gets fucking rained out, because my cousin might have to fucking work. We got two people on vacation. Our fucking left center fielder ripped up his fucking hamstring today. Like, dude, we can't be playing no fucking title game down four fucking guys. That sucks. But we'll see. Title game is nice. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with some new podcast episodes to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and any fucking podcasting site you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline. Catch this shit there.